Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our previous discussion on the topic, what happens after death, we explained that the greatest regret that those who have passed on from this world and are in barzakh will have is not doing more good deeds. Even if they are in a good state, passed on as believers, as pious servants of Allah, they will wish they did more. And for the sinners and the unbelievers, the regret will be much more intense. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had indicated that two short rakats, which we may consider insignificant in this world, for the person in the grave, it's better than this world and whatever it contains. Then we answered the question that will the deceased be allowed to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the grave? And I mentioned that it was a bit of a yes and no answer. No, in the sense that you cannot worship Allah and accrue reward in the grave, because barzakh is not meant for that. This world, this worldly life, dunya, that is where you do actions. That is, this is Darul Amal, the place of action. Darul Jaza, the place of recompense, is the Akhirah. In its entirety, that's where you will get your recompense, and partially you will get it in Barzakh. But Barzakh is not the place of action. However, if a pious servant of Allah used to take such delight from ibadah and worship, and wants to worship Allah in the grave, then for some, Allah will allow them that opportunity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam performing salah in his grave. And not only the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam are allowed to worship Allah, there are numerous incidents, some of which we shared with you, where recitation of the Quran was being heard from the grave, where in authentic narrations it's mentioned, you know, a deceased person was seen in the dream and he was, you know, surrounded by books because he had that affinity with books in his life, or hadith, or whatever was his passion. So think about what is your passion and how you would want to continue that passion in the grave, although it won't accrue you any reward. And the pious want to worship Allah because Allah deserves to be worshipped, even if you don't get reward. Today we take the discussion further and we answer the question, is there punishment in the grave? Is there punishment in the grave? The short answer is yes. We learned this from the Quran, one verse which we did discuss in passing previously. An-naru yu'raduna 'alayha ghuduwwan wa 'ashiyyan. With regards to Pharaoh and his people, Allah talks about them having to encounter the punishment of the fire daily. Wa yawma taqumu as-sa'ah. And Allah says, then when Qiyamah will be established, adkhilu ala fir'auna ashadd al-'adab. They will have an even more intense punishment. So it means that that fire and that blaze is being inflicted upon them already. And that is in Barzakh. There are various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there are various teachings of the scholars. We'll try and condense it for you to explain what is the types of punishment that will take place in Barzakh, take place in the grave. The most intense will be for an unbeliever, and some of those examples have already passed. Then a person who forgets the Quran after knowing it and who sleeps through the prescribed prayers, doesn't perform his salam, what will his punishment be? He will lie on his back on the ground. A man will smash his head once, and then his entire head will be smashed, totally smashed, and will be restored. And this will continue with a boulder. His head will be smashed. A liar who spreads lies, which are carried, you know, from him in all directions, his mouth, nose, and eyes will continuously be ripped with a sharp hook till it reaches the back of his head. May Allah protect us. Those who commit zina, adultery, they will be put into a hole that resembles a baking pit, narrow on the top and wide at the bottom. And there'll be a raging fire. The fire will flare up. They will scream and rise with it until they're almost out of the pit. But then the fire will subside and they'll fall to the bottom of the pit again. And it will continue. Allah protect us. Those who indulge in riba, interest, usury, they will be made to swim in a river of blood, on whose banks stand a man with a pile of rock. Every time the person tries to exit from the river, the man will throw a rock into his mouth, causing him to fall back to the center of the river. Then the one who does not clean himself from the traces of urine, or is not careful when urinating, this is the most common reason for the punishment in the grave. Although there is no specified punishment mentioned, it's the most common reason. One whose relatives wail or weep over him. Now, it's natural to cry when someone close to you has passed on. It's natural to cry. However, if because that person did not teach his family properly and they exceed the limits in wailing and crying and they object to the decree of Allah, then it will result in him being punished for not fulfilling his responsibility. A person who slanders others, this is one of the greatest sins to be punished in the barzakh, although there isn't a specified punishment. We'll leave it there for today, inshallah, and continue the discussion tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.